Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of perspective, and maybe even some laughter along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important: building resilience through self-compassion and empathy. Ever feel like you're constantly being tossed around by life's curveballs? You know that feeling when things hit the fan and you just want to crawl under a blanket and hide? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let those moments define us. We can actually use them as opportunities to grow stronger, wiser, and more resilient. And a secret sauce? It's all about self-compassion and empathy. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another fluffy podcast episode, hear me out. This isn't just about feeling good. It's about building a rock-solid foundation within ourselves that can weather any storm. Here are five key takeaways to remember. First up, practice self-kindness. Seriously, treat yourself like you would treat your best friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Heck no. You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a slice of cake. Do the same for yourself. Remember, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and move on. Second, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when you're getting caught up in negative self-talk or spiraling into anxiety. Then gently redirect your focus to the present moment. Take a deep breath, appreciate something beautiful around you, a warm cup of coffee, the sound of birds chirping, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. This helps create space between your thoughts and your reactions, allowing you to respond with more clarity and calm. Third, challenge negative self-beliefs. We all have those inner voices that whisper doubts and insecurities. Pay attention to these messages and ask yourself, is this really true? Is there evidence to support this belief? Or is it just an old pattern of thinking that's no longer serving me? When you catch yourself engaging in negative self-talk, gently challenge those thoughts with more realistic and compassionate ones. Fourth, practice gratitude. Focusing on what we have rather than what we lack can make a world of difference. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they may seem. A warm hug from a loved one, a delicious meal, or even just a sunny day, these little moments add up and create a sense of contentment and appreciation. And finally, extend empathy to others. When we understand and connect with the experiences of others, it not only strengthens our relationships, but also builds our own resilience. Put yourself in someone else's shoes, try to see things from their perspective, and offer support when they need it. Remember, we're all in this together, and a little kindness can go a long way. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah just got laid off from her job. She's feeling devastated, scared, and unsure of what to do next. How would you react? Would you tell her she should have seen it coming or that it's all part of a bigger plan? What would you offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and practical support? The Stoic Path encourages us to respond with empathy and understanding. We don't need to fix Sarah's situation, but we can be there for her, share her burden, and remind her of her strength and resilience. So remember, building resilience isn't about becoming immune to life's challenges, it's about developing the inner resources to navigate them with grace, strength, and compassion. Be kind to yourself, practice empathy for others, and always remember that you're not alone on this journey. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on self-compassion and empathy? How do you practice these principles in your own life? Share your stories and insights with me on social media using #DailyStoicism. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.